Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Pomerantz deals. Fly ball left center. Crow Armstrong is on the move. He's running out of room. It's gone! William Contreras gives the Brewers a 1-0 lead on his second home run of the series.
Oh, the call from Jeff Levering on Saturday night as the Brewers get on the board against the Cubs. They would go on to win 3-1. Just an unbelievable night at the ballpark and a very satisfying win for the Milwaukee Brewers. And now you reset. You wipe the slate clean. You advance to the NLCS. And Jeff Levering will have the call tonight when the Brewers take on the Dodgers. Jeff joins us on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Greg. Good to chat with you. We're not soaked in champagne this time, so hopefully in about 10 days we will be again.
Did I stink? You did not.
No, I thought
you smelled great.
Well, it was just hugs from people that I was getting osmosis from the beer and the champagne from. I did not get one single drop on me this year, which is great.
Wow.
So hopefully that happens once the Brewers finish off things against the Dodgers.
Jeff, I was there for the game, and then I could see Greg down in the field afterwards, and I texted him. I said, "I see you," and he just wrote back, "I'm sticky."
It's a true statement, but I will say Greg was prepared. He had the golf water resistant jacket on. I said, "Man, that's a seasoned vet.
You know, he knew
going to one of those celebrations. You knew what your job was, and you did it very well."
Well, and I'm glad it wasn't a jinx. Sometimes you bring that stuff, and then you never end up having to use it. Right? It's, if you don't bring it, then you get stuck. Right? So, but it worked out. It all worked out here. So, a question here from the Matzik household. My daughter Kendall texted me from school. This is a voice text, Jeff, and I thought, who better than for Kendall to ask this question to than you? Here's her question.
Is Shohei on the Dodgers going to pitch? That's what people keep on saying.
Is Shohei going to pitch?
So cute.
I will say yes, Shohei will pitch. Whether it's tonight or not, I don't believe he'll be pitching tonight. Tonight it'll be Blake Snell starting for the Dodgers. But Shohei Ohtani will pitch at some point in this series, Kendall.
Okay, Kendall's got her answer. She can tell all the classmates.
And Mr. Jeff says yes. Right,
that was adorable. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, so yesterday I was watching the Packers game out at Hubbard Park, and all of a sudden you could hear just like a plane coming by. It was really low, and it was such a beauty shot because Hubbard Park, if you've ever been there, it's just beautiful. It's like in the middle of the forest. Mm-hmm. So you see this plane coming really low, and then my husband was like, I know that plane, and bottom line, we were kind of trying to figure it out and then found out that indeed it was one of the Dodgers planes. But I say one because the Dodgers have two planes. The Dodgers spend money all over in pursuit of wins. Is that part of the storyline for this, the juxtaposition between the Dodgers and what they're doing and how we do things here in Milwaukee?
I think it's a huge part of the story, and they've been flying two charter planes the entire season. But the funny thing is that whatever it costs for them to charter a plane for every road trip for their families, because they have a players and coaches plane and then a family plane and support staff plane. So whatever it costs to get that second charter plane is like a rounding error for some of their players.
Jeez.
So that's the other thing. So, I mean, yeah, the salaries are huge, right? And Murph said it the other day in his press conference. He said, listen, who on the Brewers would actually make the roster on the Dodgers? Maybe a couple of players, 2-3 players if you had an option. And when you stack the 9 position players against the other 9 position players, you're probably going to favor most, if not all, of the Dodgers starting 9 players over the Brewers. But that's not how the game is played, which is beautiful. The game is not played in dollars and cents. It's not played in Scrooge McDuck's vault, jumping into coins, which is another conversation that we can have at another time.
That's a great visual, though.
Sense feasibly. It is a great visual. But that's not how the game is played. The game is played on the field, and the Brewers took all 6 games against the Dodgers, and yes, I know it's the regular season and things are different. The roster's totally different. But I think the Brewers have some serious confidence going into the series because of what they've done already against the Dodgers this year.
Yeah, that's why Blake Snell isn't buying the whole underdog thing.
I'm not falling for the average Joes. That they're not. I never once thought, I mean, they got the best record in the NL. They're a really good team.
Yeah, and Murph has been teeing that up really all year. It's been an interesting theme here for the Brewers. But nonetheless, there's a lot of star power on the Dodgers, maybe not as much with the Brewers. Two very good teams here. We know who's starting for the Dodgers. It's Blake Snell. What makes sense here for the Brewers tonight, Jeff?
I got a feeling that the Brewers are going to start with some left-hander on the mound. And whether that's Jose Quintana, whether it's a Jared Koenig, whether it's Robert Gasser, Aaron Ashby, or if they add some, they didn't add anybody else to the CS roster other than Tobias Myers, I think that they're going to start a left-hander on the mound and then see bulk innings from somebody else, whether it's a Quinn Priester. If they don't start Quintana, maybe he comes in out of the bullpen. It's just a way to try and negate Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman in the first inning. Don't give them an opportunity to face a right-handed pitcher right out of the chute. So I think the Brewers are going to set themselves up for success by starting a left-hander. Who that's going to be, I think we'll find out in about an hour or so when that lineup is released.
How important is it for Milwaukee to get that first win tonight? And do you think this is going to go all out, all seven games?
I got a feeling it's going to go deep, right? It's either going to go six or seven games, in my opinion. I think today is kind of a crapshoot, but you got to win one out of the two here if you're the Brewers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are as rested as they have been all season after they took care of the Phillies in four games. They had an opportunity to get their pitchers where they needed to be. They haven't had guys throwing back-to-back days hardly at all this season, this postseason. So that's a really big deal for L.A. So today is the day that they are the most rested. Blake Snell's been phenomenal in the postseason so far. It's 13 innings, two runs allowed. He's only walked five batters. He's been really, really good. So for anything, I think the Brewers just need to go 1-2 or 1-1 here in Milwaukee. If you go 2-0, I mean, you're sitting in a really, really good place. But you got to get one, especially in Milwaukee. Tonight, I wouldn't say is as critical, but you got to get one.
Got to get one. Then it goes to L.A. for games 3, 4, and 5, if necessary. Then back here in Milwaukee for games 6 and 7, if necessary. I remember it well, Jeff. You likely do, too. 2018, home field advantage set up against the Dodgers. Game 7 here in Milwaukee. Got off to a great start and then just sort of folded. What a great chance to exercise that demon. And I know not many are around from that time. It's probably just Freddie Peralta and Christian Yelich at this point. But nonetheless, Brewers fans certainly remember that. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, three players for the Brewers, three players for the Dodgers are the only ones left from that 2018 season. Brandon Woodruff is the third one that's on that Brewers roster that was still there. He's not currently active on the Brewers NLCS roster, but he was on that 18 squad in a big way. The good thing is that Chris Taylor is not in left field, so he's not robbing any hits from Christian Yelich late in the ballgame. Game 7, that was the loudest I had ever seen and heard American Family Field until Game 5 of the Division Series against the Cubs two nights ago. So hopefully the Brewers, I know fans are going to be out in full force tonight. They will be in Game 2 tomorrow as well. This place is going to be nuts. I just can't wait to see what it's going to be like and to see the Dodgers in here. And I think that the home field advantage here in Milwaukee it's a real thing. And Murph talked about it a lot. The players talked about it a lot. It's a big deal. I remember 2018 extremely well. It was my first ever postseason run with the Brewers organization. And they took the Dodgers to the brink. The Dodgers ended up losing in the World Series to the Red Sox that year. But, man, it was a fun series, and the Brewers are hoping to get it done this year in 2025.
All right, Jeff, get hydrated. Get that run in. Make sure you're well-fed before you head to the ballpark, and have a great call tonight.
You got it. I'm sitting in the parking lot right now. I'm ready to go into the ballpark as we speak, Greg.
There you go. Sounds good, pal. We'll listen later on. Thank you.
Go Brewers.